Let us know. 855-915-9636. Yeah, it's a crash course for the Ravens. We're doing the Tarantino connection. And I hope this is the one, track 7, I meant to play.
Isaac Hayes, okay.
I wouldn't have done Dobie Gray. Isaac Hayes, Way Cooler. Yeah.
Or prepared to get winged.
Stumbling, so familiar.
knows it's a bush for moving on. In time, the sun's gonna shine on me nicely.
One day, yeah.
Something tells me good things are coming, and I ain't gonna not believe. I am looking for freedom, looking for freedom. And if I find it, cost me everything I have. Well, I am looking for freedom, looking for freedom. And if I find it, may take everything I have.
I count six shots, nigga.
I count two guns, nigga.
Like you expect Jesus to come back. Expect me, nigga. I'm coming.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name, and I carry it with me like my daddy did. But I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like a whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. If you're going my way, I'll go with you. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
This one. Ennio Morricone.
Yes.
Morricone. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but he did a lot of the Sergio Leone movies, spaghetti westerns with Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
And of course Tarantino had to use them.
He made a mark on him. Yeah,
this one was actually on Death Proof, but yeah,
I feel like Ennio Morricone is in every movie
of Quentin Tarantino,
but maybe just recently. I don't know, like The Reservoir Dogs, like way.
Maybe we got to do a Sergio Leone day too.
Do you think I could stand it?
I don't know. Spaghetti Western day. Yeah, and then we could do all kinds of directors. What's my other favorite one?
Other favorite director?
A Clockwork Orange. Anthony Burgess wrote it, but...
Who directed it?
Yeah, it was Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, yeah.
We should do a Stanley Kubrick day, too.
I like Martin Scorsese's pick of music, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, he
always does the perfect scene with the perfect song.
But, I mean, he does... I think Gimme Shelter is in every one of his movies.
It is, but he does more than that.
He does the classic hits.
Yeah.
He doesn't go very deep,
but they go
good
with the scenes, so...
Sure.
That's all that matters, I think.
We need to get some rockin' ones going. 855-915-9636. And, sure. What do we got here? Is this one the same? Here's some more Ennio Morricone. Oh, yeah, this is nice. Let's listen to this.
I'm gonna quit.
Or maybe not. Because this one's featuring Eliza Toffoli. There's usually not singing in any of Morricone's
songs. I like the singing,
do you?
Actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
Let's
the
listen
chick,
to it
yeah.
for a bit.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that was not Crash Course material.
No, it
that
wasn't. Okay, I admit it.
Ennio Morricone, but Marie wanted to hear it.
Well,
Jim Croce was kind of slow too, but I still love it. I've got a name. Isaac Hayes, definitely Crash Course material with Run Fee Run in there. Dobie Gray, we got a couple of bummers in there. L. Hurt, Green Hornet. Oh my God, that could be my music bed too. We'll probably use it sometimes. Now that I have it and know of it. We are getting some requests. 855-915-9636. It is the Tarantino Connection today. But you can do other stuff. Like, I think Billy Connors wanted to call in about something. Billy, Brian, I need the phone number. The phone number, Billy, is 855-915-9636. Here, I'll type it to him. Say a couple words, Marie.
Say a couple words.
Yeah, didn't Schmel call in?
Yeah, Schmel has a, he didn't call in. He posted on Facebook, request Little Green Bag.
Tom Jones.
I know I've seen it somewhere, because I'm looking up all Quentin's movies and...
Right.
But I don't think we have it here, unless you have it on Rivendell.
I have it.
Oh,
Tom
good.
Jones.
Good.
Right. He also did...
I don't know what movie came off of, though.
One of the movies has Tom Jones... He does a Stone song really well. I want to figure out what one it was. I forget. But we'll try and find that before this song is over.
I'm getting lost in all this music.
This is a tough
direction.
This is a tough one. I mean,
it's
a bunch of CDs, too. So this is like the older days. I mean, it's not LPs, but dealing with a bunch of CDs is a pain, too. Tom Jones. We're having fun, though. 855-915-9636. This goes out to Schmel.
Gotta find just the kind, I'm losing my mind. Out of sight in the night, out of sight in the day. Looking back on the track, gonna do it my way.
Out of sight in the night, out of sight in the day. Looking back on the track, gonna do it my way. Looking back.
I'm losing my mind.
All right, looking for some happiness, but there is only.
turn my headphones up. Couldn't hear a thing.
I thought you were hearing too much.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there was a lot of that, too. Marie had something else playing. What were you playing over there?
The next request.
What is it?
For me. Well, actually, this one will be an easy one for you to find.
Okay.
So, it's Putting Out the Fire by David Bowie off of Glorious Bastards.
Oh, I do have another a cover of Bowie's that's really great somewhere in here.
I've been singing that song all week, too. I was preparing for today.
This is funny. The song I was talking about, the Stones song, I thought Tom Jones did. I just found it. It was not Tom Jones. It's somebody named Chris Farlow.
Now, you're taking this from the music that's inspired by Tarantino.
Oh, it could be one that's inspired, right?
So, are these people covering it, or... like,
no, I don't know.
Or were these the actual singers in the movie?
I'm not sure.
Were these actually taken?
Some of them are from the movie. Some of them are from the soundtrack.
Okay.
Some of them are inspired.
Okay.
I'm not sure about Chris Farlow.
CDs look so confusing.
Look up Chris Farlow, Paint It Black. Find out what it's from, because this is really, really cool, and it reminds me of Tom Jones a lot. I thought it was him. Silly me. Check it out. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian, it's Billy Connors. How you doing?
Hey, Billy, I can hear you fine now. I don't know why I couldn't earlier. What's going on, man?
Well, I just wanted to let you know we got a gig going on tonight down at the Camp Ave, and I'd like to invite everybody out there to come on in.
Is that?
We're playing with Parola DeVille and the Jimmy Bez Band, so it'll be the Billy Connors Project.
Right.
We're going on at 10, Parola DeVille's going on at 9, and Jimmy at 11, so come on down, we'd love to see the people.
Love your band and Parola DeVille. Who's the other one?
The Jimmy Bez Band.
Okay.
Jimmy's a young blues guitar player that's coming up on the blues circuit.
Oh, cool.
He's a really talented kid. And a lot of the people that usually come to our shows would know his mother, Robin Bezra. Used to be a waitress at the Rat, so.
Right on.
Come on by and say hi to her as well.
Sounds good. I don't have any Billy Connors on. Do you have anything recorded yet, actually, Billy?
Not with the new group now. In fact, we're in the studio right now with David Minahan. We just got 4 songs that we're working on. So hopefully I'll have it soon, and when it's ready, I'll bring it and play it on your show.
Fantastic. I have a bunch of Cadillac Heart songs. You want me to play one? Of course you do.
Sure, play Ernestine.
Which one? Ernestine. Got it. That's great.
And I got a request that's going in with the whole thing of your show today.
Yep.
Play the Electric Prune. Electric Prunes. I had too much to dream last night.
Great song.
If you got it.
Was it actually in a movie? I mean, it's very Tarantino-ish. I'm playing those too, but I'm just wondering. Do you remember that in a movie?
No, I really don't.
But it's inspired
It should be if it isn't. Right.
Yeah.
Good thinking, Billy.
With all your connections, if anybody could get in a movie, it would be you. So.
One more time. Place and time for that show, Billy.
Okay, tonight at the Camp Ave, the show starts at 9 o'clock with Corolla DeVille going on. The Billy Connors Project is going on at 10 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, we have the Jimmy Bez Band.
Fantastic.
So it should be a great night of music. Come on down, bring your dancing shoes, and have some fun.
All right, Billy, that's great. All right, I'll play you some Cadillac Heart. This is Billy's older band, and we'll do some Corolla DeVille, too. How's that?
Great, thanks.
And then we'll look up Electric Prunes.
Talk to you later, Ryan.
Okay, thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Billy.
Billy Connors. MFO!
Okay, take care, everybody.
Bye-bye. She got away. She seems to know just what I'm thinking. Happens all the time. Late at night, I can hear her heart beating. It tends to make me smile. My mind. We'll be right back.
touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
WMFO in Medford. Yes, too much to dream last night. When I was a little kid, I could have sworn it was I had too much to drink last night.
Well, yeah, I think that's what they're trying to play off of.
Did you? I mean, does everyone think that the first time they hear it?
That's I don't know. I mean,
because that makes this.
I did. Yeah,
that makes sense, right?
I can say I did.
Electric Prunes. There, going out to Billy and Connors. And yes, there's two bands before that. You can go see them tonight. Do you know where, Marie?
Cantab.
Right, Cantab Live. 9 o'clock, I think they said.
Nine o'clock. Yeah, the first band goes on.
Right on. Cool.
Right on.
We are 91.5 MFO in Medford. We're doing Tarantino Connection here on A Crash Course for the Reavers. You have a song you think would fit? 855-915-9636. What do you think there, Bruce?
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Thank you.
in Medford. Who does that cover of? I'm not gonna get to that yet. What did Cal say about Joe Cocker? Something.
He wants to. The request was, you can leave your hat on, and.
He first thought it was Tom Jones.
Yeah.
I think they might have both done it at one
time.
Yeah,
that's what he was saying.
Yeah, I think he might be right.
Play either.
But I'm not playing either. I already played some Tom Jones, and I have a better Joe Cocker song. I'm not sure if this may.
Is it really better?
Yes, I love it. And
okay.
I'm not sure if. Find out if it's in one of his movies. I'm not sure. It's in one of. On a CD that's his inspired. But
okay.
I'm not sure. This is Joe Cocker, Woman to Woman. Heidi, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
That's Great. Marie. That's Marie.
You can call Michelle.
Well, if
my middle name is Marie.
Her middle name's Michelle.
So I forget.
Yeah. But if you're going to call her Michelle, you got to call me Douglas, because that's my middle name.
Mike Douglas.
Not Mike Douglas.
Brian Douglas. Yeah.
Yeah, Brian Douglas.
Actually, for the movies, that's what I like in the credits, Brian Douglas Young, because there's too many Brian Youngs. And Brian Douglas Young sounds...
It's kind of common, too, Brian Douglas.
Well, I haven't seen it. Brian Douglas Young, it sounds like an actor. Well, it sounds
or
like it might
killer.
Even be... It sounds
or
like a...
Michael
or a serial
Douglas
killer.
Is the actor.
All right, no, yeah, or a presidential assassin, Brian Douglas Young. I'm sorry,
Michael
what, Heidi?
Michael Douglas is the actor, and his father was an actor.
Who, what?
Michael
Brett
Douglas.
Where? Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Yep. Right.
Kirk was his father.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, hello?
Hi. What can we do for you, Heidi?
Tell Jimmy that I'm sorry I didn't appreciate him when he wished me a happy new year. I just wanted to talk to you.
Oh.
And I was kind of rude to him.
I didn't even notice. He's not here today.
He probably
didn't notice either. Why? What
no,
did,
I
what
bet
did
he's
you
still
do?
Upset.
What did? Yeah, he's real mad at you. What did you do, Heidi? I don't remember. Refresh my memory.
He wished me a happy new year, and I just said, "Can I speak to Brian? Happy new year," and that was it.
Oh,
and
so
I
this
wanted to talk to him, but then I didn't.
Right.
I think Jimmy's used to that.
So that was off air.
Yeah, but I didn't mean anything by it. I figured he met me, and. It wasn't
going
to go anywhere, so it kind of hurried along.
Happy New Year! Jimmy, I want to talk to Brian, the real guy, the real star of the show.
Yeah. Can you play Mommy Roller Tea by Paul McCartney?
I think I could squeeze that in. We're doing the Tarantino connection, though. I mean,
Are you in the role for that?
We're playing songs that are in Quentin Tarantino movies and inspired.
And it's going a lot longer than we expected. There's
inspired
a lot of movies,
by.
Music.
Yeah, all right. Maybe next week.
Why don't we do that one next week? Is there anything else? Have you ever seen a Quentin Tarantino movie, Heidi?
No.
Oh, okay.
What's that about?
He's really good. Have you ever heard of Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the director of that. He does movies like that.
That's good.
Keep listening. We'll play some crazy stuff for you, and I'll do a Paul McCartney block next week, okay?
Oh, that'll be nice. Let me roll a tea in there.
It will be. And I'm going to roll you around a little.
You're going to what?
I'm going to roll you around a little bit.
Basketball, you Jones.
Yeah, that's me. I'm going to get
you. Remember that song, Basketball Jones?
Right, Cheech and Chong. I'm going to get you through the net, roll you up in a ball.
And I'll bounce you all over the place.
All right.
Good one,
like
Heidi.
That.
Good one.
Okay, take care.
Thanks for the call, Heidi.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Heidi's not a head case. 91.5 MFO. .5 WMFO in Medford.
Say these eyes so green, I can stare for a thousand years. Than the moon. It's been so long. Feel my blood enraged. It's just the fear.